This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January. His explanation on why we have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border.
I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening. That I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy.
President Biden misstated the reality at the U.S.-Mexico border when he asserted that nothing has changed when it comes to the number of children coming to the United States. Those numbers are way up since Biden became president on January 20th. A Georgia State Democrat was taken away from the State House in handcuffs on Thursday as Governor Brian Kemp signed an election reform bill. State Representative Park Cannon from Atlanta was booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting General Assembly sessions. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More details on Monday's mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says he's ruling out claims that the Boulder mass shooting suspect had any ties to terrorist groups. The shooting suspect's brother telling the Daily Beast this was not at all a political statement, it's a mental illness. To which former FBI agent Chris Swecker tells Fox News, sometimes it's about people reporting family members if they are mentally unstable. It's not about gun control legislation.
Colorado has every gun law known to this country. I mean, they have a red flag law, which is a law that allows family or law enforcement to petition to have a gun removed from someone who appears to be dangerous and mentally unstable. But that didn't prevent this incident. I think, honestly, as a commentator, I can say that I think there's some responsibility on the part of family and friends to invoke that law.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In his first court appearance since being accused of gunning down 10 people at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado Monday, 21-year-old Ahmed Al-Aliwi Alyssa will stay behind bars. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket this week appeared in court for the first time and was denied bail at the hearing. The judge said Ahmad Alisa, who faces 10 charges of first-degree murder in Monday's shooting attack at the King's Superstore, must be held without bond. Defense attorneys said they wanted more time to evaluate his mental state. The judge made the ruling during a brief hearing in which he formally faced charges for killing 9 civilians and Officer Eric Talley. He's also charged with attempted murder of another police officer. They say he used a Ruger AR-556, which is a weapon that would have been banned under a Boulder City law enacted in 2018, but the ban was overturned by a local judge just days before the attack. Three Colorado lawmakers have called for a statewide ban on the type of assault weapon that was used in the Boulder attack. Colorado lawmakers have already proposed two bills for gun reform. One would set more stringent rules for firearm storage, and the other would require owners to report lost or stolen guns.
Q King Supers, where the shooting took place, is known to be a gun-free zone. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live.
No one said it would be easy, and it only seems to be getting harder because, the narrative is starting to fall apart a little bit here, ladies and gentlemen, and I give you credit for it because you're starting to ask critical questions again. You're realizing that we've been bamboozled, and this is quite obvious. So I commend you for asking questions and remaining vigilant, because if we're going to regain our country again that has been torn away from us, it's going to start with education. It's going to start with understanding the narrative that's been put out there that is one big humongous lie versus the truth. And this is why we appreciate John Guandola so much. As a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent and author, he has been sounding the alarm to all of us that our country, our democratic republic, that our founding fathers said, that's what we have if we can only hold on to it. And even Ronald Reagan encouraged us and said, look, this doesn't pass through the bloodstream. It's not a given. This is something that we have to be vigilant about, that we have to claim as our own and protect and honor. And what we're seeing is that it hasn't been very well protected, and it hasn't been very well honored. John Guandola, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill. It is always an honor and a joy to be with you.
Well, John, let's give it straight to the audience. I mean, as you always do. I mean, we have been lied to. We've been bamboozled. Some would want to say the deep state doesn't exist. There are nefarious forces that are not even elected officials. And it is amazing to me, even still, I will have conversations with people and they, seem to be ignorant or purposely ignorant about the deep state and the shadow government.
Well, I think one needs to do is look at what they say and what they do. And as I have told you on this show and shared with your audience, I don't think the work we do when it comes to presenting the threat is grand rocket science. It's all we do is we take what's happening and present it in a way to make it clear that this is a very well coordinated an organized effort by groups of people, specifically people inside the government as well as those outside, to undermine the republic. Mm-hmm. And they do it in so many different ways and through so many lines of operation that we've discussed. But key to this is they accuse others of doing what they're doing. And they lie. And deception is key to both the communist and the Islamic movements. And the old, when people ask, why would they use propaganda over and over if these lies are so big? And the answer is because it works.
Works, right,
exactly. The evidence of that is the things you just mentioned, that people are still not getting it, because if everyone says it, it can't be a lie.
Right.
I mean, everyone can't be lying. Well, actually, all the media, major media, traditional media outlets are lying. They're flat out lying. And they know they're lying. That's the key.
Well, John, they're counting on us having a fixed paradigm, that there's always a Republican Party, a Democratic Party. They're looking out for our best interests. It may be a battle of parties, but they're not seeing what's even behind the curtain here, which has nothing to do with parties, has everything to do with power and control. Even though it may seem, I mean, this is from my observation, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, or, you know, if I'm close to this, but as I observe, you know, it looks like, you know, the Democrats are leading the way. I see them as useful idiots after everything is all said and done. I think they're fooling themselves thinking that they're the power brokers, but it's not them at all. It's these people in the shadows. It's these established, yes, oligarchs within our own country that are pulling the levers here. Am I seeing something that is valid here, or am I off base?
I think it's what you're saying is true, but I also think that there are people, establishment GOP people and Democrat leadership, that are greedy, that are ideologues, that are dangerously, selfish, and those that are outright nefarious. And I would put the current regime as overtly, intentionally nefarious.
Right.
And I would put people like Mitch McConnell as intentionally, overtly nefarious. So these are not good people. These are bad people, and they know that what they're doing serves them and serves something other than the republic. But there are people that they go along to get along. That they just want the next best thing. They want the next shiny ring, and that's why when Mr. Trump was elected in 2016, it so shocked the system, because he was exactly not that. And that's why they came out of the woodwork, well, quite frankly, to assault him from the beginning, from even before inauguration.
Right, exactly. Well, and what did he do? I mean, he was such an exposing agent, as you and I had discussed before, John, that he pulled the curtain back on this. I mean, up until Donald Trump, I mean, when did we ever hear about the deep state? I mean, when did we hear about all the corruption that was running so rampant, not only in the FBI, but it just seems like all the three-letter agencies, it had infiltrated to such a degree. And it seems to me, I know that this has been kind of a slow creep, but it seems like the advance of said corruption was exponential during the Obama years.
Well, it was, but it also came out of the woodwork during Mr. Trump's administration, because it had to, because he forced it. He ripped the covering, you know, off all the nasty stuff. He pulled the cover off and exposed it, and they had no choice but to launch everything after him, because he exposed them for what they are. And these things that we've talked about on here, and the subject of a number of articles that I've written, are exactly that. We can see now, and I guarantee you this, that the truth about the, for instance, the voter fraud, the ballot fraud, and the fraud of the voter machines, the truth of that will come out. I think it's going to come out soon. And when it does, it will confirm everything that they're writing off. They, the traditional media, the GOP establishment, the Democrat leadership, they've all said, you know, this is nonsense. There's no proof. There's no evidence. That is just a flat-out lie.
Right.
Flat-out lie, and they all know they're lying, because the evidence is right there on the face for everyone to see. And I've been briefed about, I've seen the brief, I've been given the brief, I've looked through the information. It is astounding, the evidence about the voting machines, the evidence of the ballot fraud, and the different ways them creating all of that. So it's there. And just like a lot of this other stuff, like the subject of the article about what happened at Capitol Hill, and now we have.
We'll get into that in more detail. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent John Guandolo, coming up after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, and 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, the thing that you have to realize is that a lie comes with power. Okay, and it's difficult to restrain. It's kind of like my dad used to say, look, if you want to lie, you better have a great memory. And this is kind of what's happening in our government. There's been such a preponderance of deception and lies out there is that everybody's got to be on the same page here. And what we're understanding, John Guandolo, is even these power brokers in D.C. and that, it's almost like the old J. Edgar Hoover days. You know, J. Edgar had his file on everybody. He knew who was naughty and nice and to what degree and everything, right, as you'll recall. And now it's like those files have been transferred from J. Edgar Hoover to these power brokers, and they all have files on one another. They all know who's into pedophilia, into all kinds of sexual deviancy and whatever. And they've got the goods on everybody. And so nobody's going to drop a dime real easy on them. But the fact of the matter is the lie is a power of its own that will eventually rise to exposure, won't it?
It will, and there is no doubt that it will. And I think the important thing to remember, you just mentioned, you know, some mm-hmm. people have things hanging over their heads. But quite frankly, a lot of this comes down to these people are not doing what they swore to do by defending their oath mm-hmm. and doing what the oath requires, which is to, as you said in the beginning of this show, to defend the constitutional republic, which is undergirded by the law of nature and the law of nature's God, the ideal and the declaration. And so really, I think you can talk about law and government. As a matter of fact, we put out a video last night where Ronald Reagan is talking, and he talks that, you know, the souls of men mm-hmm. and the Western understanding that we are godly people made in the image of God. And when we forget this and we, the citizens, allow ourselves to elect people that are ungodly and that don't have those principles upon which the law and government are founded, this is where you end up. Mm-hmm. And we, the citizens, allow certain things in the community to happen that are grave evils, and we defend them, or we just say, hey, you know, it's not my business. This is where we end up. Mm-hmm. We, through our lack of action, have participated in this, and I think that's important to say too.
Exactly. Well, then it's about law and order. You cannot skirt around. You have to be vigilant about it. When you become so casual about law and order, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know, it just doesn't work that way. You either are all in or you're not. And somehow, I mean, it's the age-old, you know, biblical refrain that you begin to see things according to your own eyes. And we've rejected, as you said, you know, God's order of things, God's law, natural law, things that, you know, like gravity. I mean, we might as well be like a bunch of idiots and go jump off buildings because we're going to defy gravity, right? I mean, it's almost that stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this, and you look at the lies that they're perpetrating, and it's so easy to see. And in my experience, some people want to know the truth, and some people do not.
Mm-hmm.
And those who do not have buried their heads and decided, you know, this it can't be as bad as you say, but I'm not going to look at the truth to determine if it is because it's too much for me.
Yeah. But John, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. I mean, right now we're seeing an elected president, you know, stumble, fall, collapse on stairs, which seems pretty, you know, okay, that can happen and all that kind of stuff. But clearly, I mean, you know, this is just one of additional evidence of his lack of competency and his feebleness. And he got elected. He got handled by people to be the front man of this whole show. And I don't care. I mean, you're going to tell me Nancy Pelosi's not aware of this. You're going to tell me that Chuck Schumer, you're going to tell me the leadership of the Democrats, all the Democrats who were elected, that they don't see this? Come on. You know, this is all one big ruse that's happening. And if it's happening at this level, like you said, then it's so pervasive. This is the thing about a lie. It's like leaven. It just spreads throughout the entire recipe. And this is why, you know, when the United States has a meeting with China and they say, hey, we want to talk about human rights, they all but, you know, just start laughing out loud. See, are you... You're kidding me, right? You know, you think you've got something on us? You guys are so out of order and morally bankrupt yourself, and you're going to come in high and mighty? I don't think so.
Well, that's right. And two things you just said, I would say I don't believe the evidence demonstrates Joe Biden wasn't elected. He was not elected.
Mm-hmm.
This is the revolution and the seizing of executive power in the United States by adversaries of liberty. That's number one. Number two, and I think this is important with regards to what you just said, and very important, I believe, for your audience to hear, is a lot of people, part of their problem with understanding what you and I are talking about is they can't imagine that, you know, what do they all just sit down in a big room and discuss it? And the answer is yes. Understanding the threat has a tremendous intelligence network, and we watch what people are saying, and we see how they actually operate, their modus operandi. And the answer is yes. At the senior levels of both the Islamic and the communist movement, they do sit down, and they do say, hey, here's the strategy for the next month, and here's what we need to do. You need to get your people doing this. You need to do this. Here's the message. Here's the message we need to drive out there to drive what we're doing forward. Here's the narrative. They do that. There is planning. It's a coordinated effort. And I think the thing that shocks most people that we brief, especially the handful of senior officials that we've briefed in the last year, before Mr. Biden's regime, the biggest thing that shocked them, that they said shocked them, was how well coordinated these efforts are.
Oh,
they
had
no idea about that.
How could they? How could they make it happen if they weren't, John? I mean, it had to be so coordinated. No, exactly.
I agree.
Well, we got a couple minutes left, and we touched on this briefly, but I want you to update our audience in understanding what the heck happened on January the 6th there.
Well, there are three pieces, and I'll try to do it since I know we got short time. Number one, one of the key nodes that was a launching point for this, right, was that a Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, was killed by the, quote, insurgents who were perpetrating a coup. Well, what we know is that is a total lie. The medical examiner has said, because the narrative was he was killed by a fire extinguisher hit in the head by a, quote, Trump supporter. That's a lie. It was always a lie. They knew it was a lie. And the medical examiner said there is no blunt force trauma. We don't know why he died. He was present on Capitol Hill, and the people who assaulted him with bear spray, not with an object that struck him. So that was a lie, and that was one of the big, it was the impetus for a lot of this insurgency stuff. We now know the University of Chicago, just in the last several days, published a report saying that the huge percentage of the people on Capitol Hill that day were actually business owners, white-collar people, men and women, average Americans, who were disgruntled by what they believed was a fraudulent election.
Yes.
We've got that on the table. And I think most importantly, on January 5th, there was a massive meeting at the Trump Hotel where we had 10 senators and their staffs. All the key players were present. Mm-hmm. Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn, Mike Lindell, the president's staff, the vice president's staff were there, and they had a briefing on the fraud itself. They came to understand how true it is, and Mike Pence agreed to take certain actions on the 6th and actually deal with it. And he told the president, I will do this.
We got to leave it right there. To be continued.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January. His explanation on why we have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border.
I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening. That I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because, you know, Biden's a good guy.
President Biden misstated the reality at the U.S.-Mexico border when he asserted that nothing has changed when it comes to the number of children coming to the United States. Those numbers are way up since Biden became president on January 20th. A Georgia State Democrat was taken away from the state house in handcuffs on Thursday as Governor Brian Kemp signed an election reform bill. State Representative Park Cannon from Atlanta was booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting General Assembly sessions. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
Oh, you can call him Al. Yes, we're talking Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org. He joins us. And, you know, of course, he comes with a theme song, you know, because that's the way he enters the room. I mean, everywhere he goes. I mean, it's just, he's got Ryman Paul Simon, you know, announcing his entrance. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, like a bridge over troubled water, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, we can just go right on down. But, you know, sometimes you aren't a rock. You're not even an island, huh?
Yeah, and but sure. As long as we're still crazy after all these years, that's the best we can do.
Just keep on going. Why not here?
Bad,
yeah. You know? No, that's okay. Hey, it's always good fun, you know, to remember some great memories and good music from Simon and Garfunkel, no doubt about it. Hey, I'll tell you, Trump's response to Joe Biden's collapse of the, not only the southern border, but collapse on the, you know, on Air Force One, you know, who, gosh, you know, I wonder if the Democrats, I mean, you know, why they don't bear any responsibility here. You know, by pushing Joe Biden up front. I mean, even Barack Obama told Joe Biden, you don't have to do this. But he's doing this. Clearly, he's impaired. The risk, you know, for national security, the position that he's putting our country in right now. Boy, this is reckless. And this continues. I mean, how much more is going to happen before, you know, America just finally says, gosh, it's not even embarrassing. I mean, this is, you know, elder abuse, what we're doing to, you know, to this poor man.
Yeah, there's the two issues. One is the human issue that it is elder abuse. There's no doubt about it. But what you said was actually true. This is a national security issue because our enemies are watching this, and they're seeing a feeble leader of the free world, and they're going to take advantage.
Exactly.
And they, in fact, they probably know more about his condition than we do because the way the media covers up for Biden. But
They're not delusional, Al. They're not delusional. We're delusional. I mean, we just can't even imagine that somebody would put such a ruse on the American people and present somebody as the president of the United States and dupe so many Americans into thinking, you know, that how could this cabal come together in such a way of the mainstream media, corporate America, the Chinese, all these other interests that are antithetical to our U.S. Constitution, and they all come together. I mean, we've seen movies like this where, you know, the unelectable somehow gets elected, and they're the president of the United States, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, it still has that surreal movie quality. I mean, everything about it does. And I mean, that's what made one of the things about this is what is like so frustrating about the media, and to a lesser extent the White House. They're having people who are trying to brush off Joe Biden's fall as it's nothing.
And that it was the wind. The wind knocked him down.
He's a picture of perfect health. But then they turn around and complain about, like, memes.
Yes.
You know, the comedy. You can't make those memes. That's horrible. Well, why is it horrible? If he's fine, then it's in the tradition, the great American tradition of making fun of presidents or supermodels when they fall down. I mean, it's part of it. For some reason, human beings like, they find it funny when people fall, especially people in power, celebrities, you know, Jennifer Lawrence at the Oscars, or, like I said, the supermodels. I mean, that's one of the most funny things ever, watching these supermodels topple over. I mean, it's beautiful. But, and for President Chevy Chase makes a whole career out of falling down the steps.
Falling over, exactly.
Yeah, making out that Gerald Ford was a klutz back in the 70s.
Right.
So it's part of our tradition. If the president is healthy, the problem comes if you're dealing with somebody who's elderly,
exactly,
and feeble. And that is a very serious. So you can't. So they're trying to have it both ways, and that doesn't work. Now, to me, it's like, I know the guys. You know the guy. There's troubles here. The fall didn't come like out of context. It comes
right
the day after he says, you know, he describes Kamala Harris again as President Harris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes a couple weeks after he forgets the name of his Secretary of Defense. We're not talking about some low-level schmo, his own family.
Or that building over there, whatever that, that Penta thing. You know that Penta thing, whatever that.
Yeah,
thing.
So it is or just the videos of you when you're just watching him,
right,
where you know he's trying to find those words, and he's not,
right,
you know, the false one. You're seeing, so it's, you know, the bigger context. And again, our enemies are watching.
Exactly.
And,
well, they're seeing this stuff, Al. Just like you said, I mean, you look at video from four years ago. I mean, his synapses were firing pretty good. I mean, he could, you know, he could hold his own. It wasn't a problem. But, I mean, within a four-year period of time, I mean, it is so distinctly, you know, clear that he's got troubles. I mean, he's like you said, he's forgetting things. And it's not about like his stuttering issue that he had early on, and he was able to overcome it. This is much more than that. It's much more severe. And as you said, President Xi's not being fooled. Putin's not being. I mean, Putin kind of just threw the glove in his face and challenged him to a debate duel, didn't he?
Yeah, and that weakens America, and that makes people, and it's dangerous because, you know, you perceive a weakness, you tend to push. The more people are pushing, the more things can go wrong. And a point I was trying to make, I thought of the other a couple of weeks ago, was like, it goes back to the movie Dave, where, you know, even our enemies need to have security that somebody's there. And again, you need to know, because you might have a situation where two two nations are about to go at it over something because things go wrong.
Right.
And, you know, you're on the edge of a war, and you need the President of the United States on the phone right now to tell somebody to back off.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. to avoid, you know, mass casualties and wars and all this, that, and the other thing. And if you can't trust that the President's even going to be able to answer the phone,
mm-hmm.
that's a dangerous situation. You know, we're playing Russian roulette with this.
Exactly. Well, you bring up such a critical point that I think most American people, you know, do not appreciate how this job is just... it is so difficult and so pernicious, and, you know, because a lot of these things that happen, you know, behind closed doors in the dark of night, you know, different time zones and that sort of thing, and you need a voice of reason. You need, you know, the most powerful military force, you know, to be represented in a conversation just to tell, you know, people to behave themselves, you know, you know, and how many times in history has that occurred that we don't know about? You know, that we'll never know about. But you know it happens. We've seen this time and again where, you know, whether you're talking about the Kennedy administration, just right on down, you know, all that we went through with, you know, in Vietnam and everything else. I mean, you had a lot of, you know, late night conversations that occurred that if the president was not there, how much worse could it have been?
Yeah. I mean, if I remember right, last year, there's some incident where China and India were starting to get frisky over.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Huh? And but that problem suddenly vanished. That was kind of, you know, how'd that happen?
Yeah. Right.
Was Trump getting on the phone and saying, you know, let's cool things down. I'll be an ear for both of you. I mean, who knows? But that's totally.
Well, you got to know that Mike Pompeo and you know, his staff and everything like that. I mean, they're on top of this. And of course, Trump, you know, he never slept. I think he only slept like 3 hours a night or something. And now you got Joe Biden by comparison. I mean, 7 o'clock, they're giving him his hot milk and he's going to bed and he's putting a lid on the day. You know,
seven. Try afternoon sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but this is a look at this is who the people, you know, supposedly elected, and this is what we're dealing with, and God only knows that we could end up with a president that was lucky to garner 3% of the vote. You know, we'll see.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, here's the situation. New border photos being reported by Epic Times are showing children sleeping shoulder to shoulder in transparent pen. So forget about cages. We now have transparent pens now, Al. What a mess here at the border.
My gosh, yeah, and what's heartbreaking about it, it was predictable, it was avoidable,
mm-hmm.
And that's the nerve wracking thing is that, I mean, we've been to this rodeo before during the Obama administration when they started enacting policies and making statements that encouraged people to come, and you had a big crisis, it was a mess. That's where you got your cages from to begin with,
right?
So you kind of know what happens when you do that. So to do it again and dismantle all that Trump did, what did they think was going to happen?
Exactly. Well, see, this is a problem I have with the Democrats, and this goes back even particularly, as you mentioned, with the Obama era, is that it was like all of a sudden we needed to reinvent the wheel. Forget about all the empirical evidence, the things that we learned from history. No, let's live in the realm of the theoretical at the expense of these poor people, these immigrants,
yeah,
coming and being misserved, thrown into the country, and, oh, show up, hey, we remember your court date? We'll see you in about 5 years. Well, in the normal course of things, and you're sitting there trying to survive, you know, in any kind of normal immigration process, it would, you know, people would be vetted, and they, you know, you'd be assured that they have, you know, the wherewithal, they've got support, family, relative support, you know, to help them, you know, assimilate and, you know, find jobs and not be a burden, you know, to the taxpayer. But no, not in this particular case. Somehow the Democrats, for whatever reason, feel like, okay, we should just allow the people to come here, fend for themselves, and then, you know, be surprised that they get involved sometimes in lawlessness and things that are not especially, you know, edifying for local communities.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that, and this is what gets me so frustrated, is that it's not that complicated.
No, it really isn't.
Here's a gate. Yeah. And here's a path to that gate. On the other side of that gate is the city on the hill. Stay on the path.
Right. Exactly.
It's not that complicated. But then what the Democrats are doing is doing all incentivizing the rush to the border.
Yeah.
So many different ways. Even if they're saying, oh, the border's closed. Oh, but we'll let. But we're going to keep the, you know, children, you know, unaccompanied children. Okay, well, what's that tell you? Okay, separate families, send your kids
exactly.
to the border.
Right.
On and on and on. Okay, so what's that mean? The human trafficking, the sex trafficking. The drug cartels are partying like it's carnival with what's
going on. Oh, exactly. Well, this is, I've been insisting this is a human resource boon for them, because all of a sudden now you got people from all these countries traveling, and, you know, and of course these young girls, as we talked about before with Israel Ortega, you know, the parent, Al, can you imagine you're giving your daughter, your 10, 12-year-old daughter birth control pills, and what are these for? Well, honey, you're going to go on this very dangerous journey, and chances are you're going to get, you know, you're going to get raped along the way.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, kiss me goodbye, Dad, and tell me all is well. Oh, don't forget your birth control pills. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's wretched. I mean, Huffington Post put it at 80% of women and girls.
Oh, my God.
The others put it at 30%. It's horrific, and it's encouraging it. So how do you tell me that what you're doing, these policies are moral?
Right.
And right. Because you hear that. You hear that argument a lot, that, oh, we have to take care of illegal immigrants, you know, blah, blah, straight. And this is the moral thing to do, is what, you know, knocking down the border, basically. And you're like, no, you're causing a lot of heartache and pain and trouble and the human, like the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug, the fentanyl, the amount of fentanyl come pouring into the country again.
Right. Exactly.
Americans are going to die because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. It's like they don't care. Al, it's almost like, you know. And for a while there, you know, because I've heard people say, well, they're doing this because they look at it as the future Democratic voters. And I go, I think it's much more diabolical than this. I don't think it's about the Democratic Party. I think it is a plan and purpose by some controlling agents and figures in this country that want to see the absolute demise of the American way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it is that dastardly. It's not, it really, I mean, at this point, the immigrants are just a means to an end. They're, you know, that's why they don't care about them. They don't care that they're sexually assaulted. They don't care that they turn these young boys into drug mules and involved with the car. They could care less. They could care less that America's, you know, children, America's citizens, children are going to die, you know, because of all the fentanyl that comes in. It doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, or the fact that wages for American citizen minorities are be suppressed.
What do you think?
That's one reason the wages were suppressed for a generation, is because of the flood of illegal immigration. What is the end game? It is, you know, the leveling of, you know, turning us into a different country.
It's the total collapse of America. That's what this is. They're saying, you know, as others have said, if America is going to collapse, it's going to collapse from the inside out, not the outside. Outside forces will not be able to do it, but we're doing it from the inside. We're allowing all these agents to come in and corrupt the foundations of this country. I mean, everything's being abandoned. Law and order, morality, truth, all this cancel culture. It is all part and parcel in contributing to the demise of the American dream that our parents fought for, that we fought for, that, you know, we have shed our blood, our tears, our natural resources, our treasure, and all of a sudden you got these forces. I say all of a sudden, this has been a slow creep, because that's what progressives do, and they have been progressing, and now here we are. And so it's like, okay, where's the line in the sand, Al, that says no more? You know, we're not going to tolerate this anymore.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, you got a very aggressive government that wants to make sure that we can't defend ourselves. So what's all that about?
It's unbelievable. But here's the light in the tunnel. All those towns along the Texas border that were heavily Democratic, very heavily Hispanic, that went mm-hmm. to Trump in 2020. Because they saw all the good things are happening, and that the border was being secured, and the fortunes are improving. So the folks down there, they get it. So if you know, keep pushing that, we keep pushing, hey, things are better for the legal immigrants when these controls are in place, like, keep that going.
Well, exactly, and even for these local communities, Al, when you get people You know, where are these immigrants going to go? They're, you know, birds of a feather flock together. They're going to be in these other, you know, communities, Hispanic communities, because they kind of understand there's some, you know, culture, you know, similarity. And they go there. They don't go in and move next door to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer and that sort of thing. So they come in and they come in as free agents into these local communities. And in some cases, I mean, they're devastating them because, you know, law and order's out the door. You got sex trafficking. You got drug running. And these local communities, these Hispanic communities are being tormented. And meanwhile, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris get to be, you know, president and vice president of the United States at the expense of these people. And they end up becoming useful pawns, all with this idea, oh, we're going to let Dreamers. Well, we already had the offer for Dreamers. You know, Donald Trump, you remember, said, hey, look it. We'll legalize all the Dreamers. We'll do that in one fell swoop, not a problem whatsoever. And I think the number was, you know, over a million. I think it was like 1.8 million kids. And Nancy Pelosi said, oh, maybe 600,000 or something, whatever. It became a bargaining chip. It wasn't really doing right by these young kids who, you know, were brought here to the United States by their parents. And you know, and when we have them operating in the shadows, I mean, that's not. Right. I mean, it just sets us up for, you know, for failure.
Yeah. I mean, it was about 3 years ago that it was that there was almost the grand deal between the, Trump and the Democrats. It was on the table. One of the things where, you know, Trump gets his wall, the Dreamers get, you know, taken care of. And
citizenship.
It was almost there. But right. Democrats didn't want to make a good deal with Trump because that would have been bad politically for them to give Trump a quote victory with the wall. So they walked away from it. But it was there. I mean, we had our book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, was about to come out. And I'm telling you, I was like, oh, my gosh, they're going to make the deal and our book is going to be worthless before it even gets published. I mean, it was literally had that worry. I mean, I'd rather have
right.
America be right, but then the book. But still, it was like they're going to make a deal, and this book is going to be outdated before it's published.
Right.
It was that close, but Pelosi then walked away, and it was like, oh, they had it. It was there. This is not a complicated problem.
No, exactly. Right. Well, it's kind of like you said earlier, Al. The evidence is there. It's clear. And Joe Biden and the Democrats are bumbling this. I mean, it is one big bumbling up mess brought to you by the Democratic Party, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And here they are. I mean, and it galls me that somehow they still want to blame Trump.
My gosh, yeah. I think he can be blamed for some of the losses at the March Madness, too. I think I'm blaming him for...
Well, no doubt. I mean, you know, Donald Trump was the Charlie Brown. You know, why is everybody always picking on me? And, you know, he's been the target. And he's been the target for so long, Al, that when he's not even in the line of fire, they just default to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. And it's hysterical on one hand, and on the other hand, it's obviously stupid.
Yeah.
It's not very intelligent at all, but this is this is the age of politics and what we have to live in, ladies and gentlemen, and it's up to all of us to take our country back, and the sooner the better. He is the managing editor for stream.org. We're talking Al Parada. Thank you, Al.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final